Several Western Washington school districts have already reached tentative contract agreements with their teachers. Everett, Auburn, Shoreline, Renton, and Highlines unions will vote on New Deal soon, but there's no such deal yet in Seattle. The teacher contract in the state's largest district expires late tonight. KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes joins us live with an update on new contract negotiations. Kyle, how far apart are the two sides?
Well, it seems like there's still a lot that separates the two camps here. According to the union, the two sides did not meet over the weekend. They get back to the bargaining table today. But in order to technically meet the union's rules of having 72 hours before members vote on a tentative agreement, they would have to basically reach a tentative agreement tonight. And according to the union spokesperson that I talked to, there would need to be a lot of work done, significant progress needed to make that happen.
What are the sticking points?
Well, there's the old standbys like pay.
Right.
The teachers union wants a significantly larger pay increase than the district had started off willing to give. The district started off with a 7% pay increase over the next 3 years. They've bumped that up to an 8.2% pay increase, which when you factor in a state cost of living increase, it would go up to about 13% over 3 years. The union wants something more like what would total to 25.8%. Over the next 3 years, according to the district. And there are some other issues like the teachers would like to guarantee recess time. They'd like to lighten workloads, ease caseloads for counselors and therapists in the district, a bunch of other issues. There's also this sticky issue of how to lengthen the school's instructional day and should teachers get paid for that? Should they take some of the prep time that they get before school and basically donate that to the instructional day? That's another tricky issue. Should they be paid for it, and how do you do it?
All right, so the old contract expires late tonight. School is scheduled to start in Seattle next Wednesday, September 9th. So what's next in the process between now and then?
On Thursday, Kirsten, the teachers union is getting together for an all-member meeting downtown. If there's a tentative deal by then, I guess theoretically they could vote on it. But if there isn't one, that's the day that they would vote to whether or not to strike.
All right, Kyle, thanks.
You bet.
KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes joining us live this morning. It's now 8:33 on KPLU.